Blog Talk Radio.
Now we come to the part when Mr. Songman himself, Daryl Cole, is not just a singer, he is a pastor, he's a husband and a father, and a humble servant and a sweet spirit, and I couldn't think of anybody we'd rather have come and be with us tonight. He's been coming to Azusa for the last several years and assisting us and ministering and singing, but brother, we love you. And he's the only singer I know that can jump two octaves and not hardly bat an eye. You almost just want to run up there and slap him. He can do that. Daryl Coley, come at the time and sing another song that's written by Alvin, In the Arms of Jesus.
Oh, in his presence, there is song of life, of raging, and the tempest falls on me. I'm safe
beyond the
sea. I'm so glad tonight that I've got a hiding place where the devil can't find me, where the song of life can't get me. I'm safe. I'm so glad that when the song of life are raging, I've got a place to go. I'm safe. And as long as I find joy, I find rest by His right hand.
Just wrap your arms around yourself like this. Say, I'm in His arms tonight. Say, I'm in His arms tonight. I'm safe. I'm so safe. In the arms of Jesus. Don't you just feel like a little baby sometimes just crawling up in His lap?
In the arms of
say, Lord, I don't know what else to do. I don't know where else to go. I don't know what else to say. I just have to crawl up in Your arms, Lord. You take care of it.
In the arms of Jesus.
Everybody just wave your hands to the Lord Jesus and say, I'm in Your arms, Lord Jesus. In Your arms.
In the arms of Jesus.
You are my everything, and I lean on You, Jesus.
In the arms of Jesus.
Oh, 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 oh. In the arms.
In the arms of Jesus.
Hey, I'm gonna be alright. In the arms of Jesus. You gotta put your family in there. Put your ministry in the arms of Jesus.
In the arms of Jesus.
You gotta give up everything and heal your whole soul and mind and body of Jesus. In the arms of Jesus.
In the arms of Jesus.
And in the arms. I'm safe. Everything's all right in the arms of Jesus.
You are my everything, and I put all my trust in you. Wonderful Jesus, you are my King.
Jesus, my King.
I give you my everything, Lord, and I'm safe in the arms of my
In the arms of Jesus, I'm safe. In the arms of Jesus, the man would testify and said, we had to put our whole life in the arms of Jesus. And saying that we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank Him for what all He has bestowed upon us. Because if it surely was Him, my brother, that woke us up early and started us on our way. Thank God for this day. Thank God for the ministry that He has bestowed on us each time we come out. We just thank Him for the peace and the love that He has for the people, His people. I really believe that, Ram. I really believe that in the ministry that we try to present every day, it has to speak. It's focused right back to the one who went to Calvary. Because it wasn't for him. None of us be here today. None of us. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank Him for the peace. We thank Him for the love. We should have thanked Him for His. The Bible says he messed around and allowed himself to come down and be among men. You know, to my walk this earth, and He was tempted on every hand, but He knew no sin. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. So we just come today in the most humble manner we know how, just thank God for the Spirit of God and Reverend, what a powerful Sunday we had, you know. Thank God,
yes,
you know. We're allowed sometime this week to live rest one of the monarchs of the church, you know. You know, one of the ones that God transitioned on, you know. And God is really praying for the strength for the whole entire time now, you know, because we know we need prayer in such a time like this. You know, I say this often, man, as long as we've been on this ministry, I ain't been on that long, but it's been on a little while, but I find out, boy, just the short time I've been on it, we're not exempt on nothing. We're surely not death. Surely not death. We landed last week, he'll meet us everywhere, no matter where we at. One scripture says, if you make your bed in the hill, he'll be there. If you go to the uttermost part of the sea, He will be there. And I really believe that scripture. I really believe that scripture over there, Psalm 139. I really believe that he'll meet us where we are. I'm just glad that He don't leave us where we are. Because some of us have been crying to Him. Say, Lord, don't leave me. Don't leave me where the state I'm in. You ever been there where you just want God just to come in and bless you? Know? I don't know, man. Maybe me or myself and anybody else in the ministry. Just for a short time. I ain't been in long. Been in a short time. That I just get my strength from Him, man. I quit trying to do it on my own. You know, I quit trying to do like I got it. And sometimes it's just me and you, oh Lord. You know, I'm standing in the need of a blessing. You know, and that's why I'm at, you know, sometimes in the ministry. That's why I refer back to what He said again over that Psalm. The something. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness and that there dwelled in it, you know. You know, and it kept on going. And if you've been around the book a little while, it was some questions asked about who is this Lord? Who is this King? Who is this King, my brother? This King is who we cry every morning. Then we wake up in the morning and say, thank you for another day. But who is this King? Have you been there lately, man, how you just looked around and said, somebody been asking you, who is this King? You know, he's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's our Savior. Without Him, none of us would be here today. I thank God I thank him for his son. I thank him for what he done and already done. And, Rev, you know, today is Monday, you know, in the beginning of the week. You know, I got a call this morning by a brother, you know, we're going to keep him in prayer, you know, on a good note that God is blessing him. And blessing him to have another day. He didn't see it, but he gave him a new job today. You know, he started a new job today. And let him know he's doing his orientation right now, and we find out that it's a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit, you know. And then, you know, but for some, just probably been on for a short time, we'll be coming from Luke, right? Chapter 2. Mm-hmm. Chapter 12, I mean. Luke chapter 12. I'm not sure we're not going to hold you long. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble submission, Lord. We come thanking you, Lord,
yes,
for your sweet spirit, Lord. We see that, Father God, it was you, Father God, that kept us all through the weekend, through the night, Lord. Lord, that some of us know that if it had not been for you, Lord, we wouldn't be here today, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for the coming together, Lord. We thank you for the coming reason in your word, Lord. We just ask you to open up the scripture, Lord, that man can understand, that woman can understand, child can understand. Lord, we just ask you, let it be in the heart. If it's something that's stony, Lord, break that heart up so you can hear your word, Lord. Not just hear about your word, but doers of thy word, Lord. Bless in this message, Lord. That as we decrease, you increase, Lord. Move, Father God. That, Father God, that with the word go up, Lord, that it can be understood, Lord. Lord, we know we can do nothing without you, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, teach the lesson, Lord. Preach the lesson, Lord. Lord, open your man's heart and child's heart to just want to do your will, Lord. Not just becoming just to be a listener, but want to follow your word, Lord. We believe when you come in, Lord, everything is all right, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, if there's any intent of the adversary, we just bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit have its way, Lord. Let us have a good day today, Lord, with you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be perfect. Serving in power of your Holy Ghost, Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Reverend, like I was saying, this chapter 12, Luke chapter 12, and it reads this. In the meantime, when they were gathered together, innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trotted one over only another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, help me, Holy Spirit, beware ye of leaven in the Pharisees, which
mm-hmm.
is hypocrisy. Teach the lesson.
Yes, sir.
You know, at this time, there was a lot of people following Jesus. You know, talking about that. And a lot of them, they were so inquisitive. They were asking questions. They wanted to know a few things about the Lord, you know. They want to know who he was, the things he was doing that hadn't been done before. He was healing, he was delivering, casting out demons. And as he was doing, the people were following him, rows of people just following and wanting to see what he going to do next. It was some wanting to see what he going to do next, and it was some was being converted, Reverend. It was some starting to believe. But then here we are, we got Pharisees. And he said, these Pharisees, you look at the Pharisees, they was one of the people that sought the law. Help me, Holy Spirit. They put the law together, and they try to choose it to the put it to the people here like a traditional way, if I can put it that way. And I thank God for that way, because, man, that's why he told us to study. Help me, Holy Spirit, to show yourself approved. A workman should not be ashamed, but rightly find the word and truth in God. So when we in here, you know what I'm saying, it's easy to get trapped with the naysayers, you know, because someone sounds good. We think that's what it is. But he's telling me it's hypocrisy there, brother. And every time we think of hypocrisy, it's mixed with some things, Reverend. It's got some mixed up. It's some good, and they try to, it seems like it's good, but it's really not. Can I say that, Rem? It seems like it's really good, but it's not. Let me try to do something. I don't need to leaven. Watch what leaven is. Leaven is it's a certain into a dough. Once it is, it does at least four things, Reverend. Leaven penetrates deep, right? It works its way through the dough, and it cannot be seen, but still work. Now, that's what he's talking about, these Pharisees. They sound like they're really Christian. They sound like they really want to be with you, brother, but they got a hidden agenda mm-hmm. behind what they're saying. They'll ask you a question,
right.
And stuff behind that question, Reverend. They're swimming down. They ask you a question to help, but they ask them a question to try to trap you up, and that's what the Pharisee was trying to do. Look what it did. Leaven spreads. It spreads slowly, but once it inserted, it cannot be stopped. It continued to spread until the whole dough is leavened. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's why you have to watch when you are around people. Help me, Holy Spirit. Spirit transfer. Can I say it again? You could be around somebody,
yes,
watch this, man. If he's still, and you drive him all the time, he's still, eventually you probably going to steal. Because if you ain't stopping or you getting yourself away from them, eventually they say the birds of a feather, what? Flock together. You know what I'm talking about? So once this unleavened getting into the side, the bread, so they can understand by bakery. That's how Jesus was preaching and teaching in the parables, so they can understand his teaching. Amen. So I start thinking about that, and he said, leaven swells the dough. It puffs up the dough. He said, make the dough look like larger than it really is. It does not add the dough. It only changes the appearance. So when you apply this leaven in there, it looks like it's all puffed up, but really it's nothing in there. And many times you see preachers and teachers, they sound good, right? They look good. You know how we are. We so emotional people. When someone is sound good, we think that's really, he got the show nothing on me, right? Let me tell you something, Reverend, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk to myself with this, man. Watch this here. See, when you become a teacher or a preacher, righteousness has to come.
Right.
People don't want to hear that. Righteousness, and watch this here. And your preaching has to come. It has to be coming. What the Bible said, he said, I suffer not you many teachers over there in James over there. It's, I suffer you so many teachers because you will be judged hardly. Everybody want to run and teach and preach God's word. But let me tell you something, Reverend. He said, what it is, you have to proclaim the truth. Not just proclaim the truth, you got to live the truth. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
A lot of folks want to get in the pulpit, but nobody don't want to live what they're preaching or teaching. Watch this here. See, our teaching in the doctrine will expose you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Eventually, God will expose your sin openly. So that's why when the Bible says, make sure you make your calling and your election sure. Seek diligently, and you should not fall. It's in the book. But somebody, that sounds crazy. Let me tell you something. When you're in Christ, you really sold out in Christ, God, he's going to prepare you. He's going to give you strength so you won't be so wavy. Help me, Holy Spirit. This is what he's talking about, these Pharisees. He let the disciples know they could be deceived, but God's going to expose their deeds, right? He said he's going to uncover their disease because they got hypocrisy in them. And hypocrisy is a phony. Somebody saying something, it don't mean what they're saying. Help me, Holy Spirit. You ever had somebody tell you something, tell them they love you, and you feel it, you don't even feel that love. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Also, in disposing of the word, you can hear how they proclaim the word. But let me tell you something, what's so bad, whatever you whisper in the dark, God will expose it, open it. Some people think they can talk behind your back, and God will expose that. Sometimes you can be preaching and teaching, and people face be moving because they feel like somebody told them your conversation. Who told him my conversation? And God, he unfolded that. That's why I'm standing here for a minute, because he said, be aware of you with unleavened Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
Yeah.
That's the word, man, again, a phony. Can I say it again? Somebody, person,
yes,
they're like they really there for you, but they really not, brother. And that's why I would tell you about what the leaven does once it gets into there. That's why you got to watch who you're company with. You know, I know we like to have fun, but we're not there yet. What kind of words we use to keep us sinning? Oh, our God ain't through with me yet. And you know, but in the preach word, let me tell you something. In the preach word, we have to tell the truth.
That's
we can't water it down. We have to tell it, even if it's cutting us up, it has to be told the truth. That's why you hear, and God and Jesus was trying to express to them, be aware of them Pharisees. Reverend, look what he said, for there is nothing covered that should not be revealed, neither hid that should not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness should be in light, and that which you have spoken in your ears, I mean, ear of clothes, shall be what? Proclaimed upon the housetop. And I say unto you, my friend, be not afraid of them. They kill the body. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm. And that they have no more that they can do. And that's many times that, you know, we figure that out, you know. We know that we can be really tough and really strong in a lot of areas, you know what I'm talking about. But, boy, it's kind of hard to be around somebody you just can't figure out. You know, when they free in spirit but disloyalty.
Yeah.
You know, and man should be judged before the angels of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The angels would be the witness, either the acceptance or the rejection of God because of, cause watch this, Reverend. You know why that's Reverend? Because we think we got away with something. Because we can be on these back lines, we can be do a lot of things, and then we can stand and holler like we know the word of God. But when you know the word, conviction comes. Somebody said, "Well, y'all make it, you sound like it makes it so hard." I'm just telling you what he was teaching disciples because he know they're finna get prepared for something. They're finna get prepared to be around a lot of hypocrites. That's me, Holy Spirit, and the whole and watch this. This is what he said one day. If we can do something. Let's move over here and Matthew for a minute. Let's look at something right quick. If you don't mind, brother. Let's go to Matthew 25. If you don't mind.
Yeah, man.
And I want to look at something. Because it's been a little while since we've been over here. Y'all been to Matthew 25? Have you been on it lately, man?
Yes, sir.
And I thank God for it because he said he's going to do what? Watch this, what he said, brother. Watch what he said here. Stay with me. Verse 25 and 31. Look what he says. It says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall what? He sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall gather all nations, and he shall separate them one from another. As a shepherd divides the sheep from the goat. Again, this is a parable. He's trying to express to the children, he's going to separate the sheep from the goat. Right? So look what he's doing. He said, and he shall set the sheep on the what? The right hand, but the goat on the left hand. Then the king said unto them on the right hand, come ye blessed of my father, inherited the kingdom prepared for you for the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, help me, Holy Spirit, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in, naked, and you clothed me. And I was sick, and you visited me. And I was in prison, and you came unto me. Watch me now. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry and fed thee or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw thee the stranger and took thee in or naked and clothed thee? Or when, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, said we see thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And look what Jesus said, and the king answered. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, as much as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto who? Me.
Me.
Y'all
with
me so far?
That's a
ministry that people think, I'm just got to be real with it. You know, the Bible, when God calls somebody, you're going to know a calling. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
See, a calling from God is not going to be not always like you what you would think. Help me, Holy Spirit. The calling of God is going to be like what? Help me, Holy Spirit. You know what it's going to be like? It's going to be that he's going to choose that person who loves his people.
Mm-hmm.
Who loves his people. Not their pocket, but they love the people because of their salvation. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Not what they can buy them and what they can give them, but what he bestowed in his heart to give to his people. So when you see these people, and like he said, you see these people, you're going to what? He said you're going to take care of them. Whatever need it is into that. And that's a difference between a sheep and a goat. Now watch this here. Then shall he say unto I, also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you're cursed, in the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angel. Help me, Holy Spirit. For I was hungry, you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, in prison, you visited me not. Then shall also answer, said the Lord, when saw we then hungry or thirsty, a stranger, or naked, or sickness, or in prison, did not minister unto thee? Then, look what he said. Then shall he answer them, saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, as much as you did it not to one of the least of these, did it not unto me. These things, go away into the everlasting punishment, but the righteous, internal life. That's what, it's going to be a difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was trying to show them the difference between the goat. And he's trying to show them the difference in the rewards of the sheep, because he was going to reward the sheep eternal life in heaven. That he was going to reward the ones that live with this devil's attitude and want to help and don't want to help people. He said, I'm going to put them in hell, and they're going to burn forever.
Ooh.
Isn't it there yet? That's why
when
the word is preaching and teaching, people don't want to hear that. They all right when you're telling them, oh, hallelujah, and they go through the word. It sounds so charismatic, but no one will take time out and teach you the word of God. Take time and let you see what God really wants his servant to be. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And then when the preaching comes, it comes because what is preaching, Reverend? Preaching is what? It's a divine persuasion.
Divine persuasion. Yeah.
And what you're doing, you are persuading the people that Jesus is the key to salvation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That's why they can ask questions like they ask. And then when this persuasive comes, it gets in your heart. Help me, Holy Spirit. It starts to say, well, okay then, well, how can I be saved, Reverend Henry? When you confess Lord Jesus, that you believe in your heart, that
mm-hmm.
God raised him from the dead, and then what? Then salvation, y'all. It didn't stop there. But with the heart, man believe unto righteousness.
Yeah.
And what happened,
mm-hmm.
Reverend? He confessed with his mouth unto salvation.
That's
see,
right.
This
is going to
be persuaded. Now the change comes. Now what happened in the change? So I got to get you away from that hypocrisy. Because there's going to be some people you listen to, it's going to fool you if you don't get in the word. If you don't get in the word,
mm-hmm.
they will trap you to their own teaching. That's why when we get in the word, we ask you to follow us. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Follow us. Can I say it again? Follow us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say, I ain't going to say Eric. See, I want you to get in the word with me. I want you to read the word with me. And I also want you to go over the word with me, because you know why? Because you can say, I read it with him. Help me, Holy Spirit. I read it with him. And we went to the word.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't no philosophizing, because he said it in his word a while ago. We just read it in his word a while ago. If I could just bag up, let you read. He said, therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in the darkness shall be heard in the light. And that which was spoken in the ears in the closet shall be proclaimed up on the housetop. But look what he said, and I say unto you, my friend, be not afraid of them that kill the body, but after they have no
mm-hmm.
more that they can do. Look, we said, but I will forewarn you whom you should fear. Fear with him, which is after he can kill the power of casting into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Help me.
Mm-hmm.
The only body we should be fearing is what? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Man can take this body, but you have to know one thing about it. That's all he can do. One of a man take your body and your soul. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, because the stuff they do, and it's going to be exposed. How many people you see, I hate to do this, but can I say that? How many people you see, this will mess up the church right here, when you see preachers fall. Right? You see preachers fall real hard sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? And you want to, but it's hard to trust one, because you see one, they all the same. They look at them, they all the same, but that's not so. There are some real people out there who really want to live right for the Lord. There are some real people really caring about your heart. Because that's what it is. The preaching and teaching has to be so proper that when he, watch this, Reverend, when she is expressing God's word, if they're expressing God's word, then God is in control. But watch this here. If they're not living to what it is, he said, it's going to be exposed. So he'll expose to us.
Yeah.
So when you listen to somebody, if they're not taking you to the word, and then while you're following the word, if you careful, if you thinking they're misinterpreting or revealing something, you know what? If that person was he is not here watching this, and she spreading the God's word, and can't back it up with scripture, what they're doing is giving you a con. They're trying to con you, and they're trying to have you believe in what they believe is to say. Let me do this here so you can make sure you understand. You need a Bible. You need a hard copy. You keep getting these phones. They updating all the time. They taking scriptures out of the King James Version as we speak. For long, what's right is what? Don't be wrong. Help me.
Wrong.
And what's right and what's wrong, don't be right. Because it's going to be delusion. You know what I'm talking about? That's why we got to stay connected with the, get your Bible, prepare, whatever Bible, the NIV, whatever you get, but I prefer to say the King James Version, and God will help you with the reading and understanding of that word. Because I really believe the scripture said he will help you, the Holy Ghost will help you and teach you. And let me give you this here. Because I believe these Bibles on their phone, you just keep reading. They got some updates, man. They a lot of change. Some take some out of it. That's why it's good to have a hard copy. Can I say it again? A hard copy.
Yes,
get
sir.
Your heart. I know it's convenient for you right now, but let me tell you something. Keep your hard copy. I can't stress that enough. Keep your hard copy of the Bible. Did you agree or disagree, Rev?
That's right. You're right.
You gotta have one. You gotta have one. And these things here, now watch it. Based on judgments, right? God look at us by judgment, right? People say you can't judge me, brother. You know what I'm talking about? don't get it twisted. Judging and help is two different things. You can tell somebody judging you, is trying to condemn you, but somebody was trying to help you and let you see things another way. Don't be quick with the defense on that. What you do, you allow God to help you so he can minister to you. Amen? So I like that because it's going to be a time because he was telling the disciples, it's going to be a time that you're going to be people there. They're going to try to hurt you. But I'm going to tell you, don't worry about them. He said he got a place for them. And that place, he gonna put them, you ain't got to worry about it. He said, vengeance is mine. Scripture said that. And vengeance means that you don't repay man for evil. You repay them with the love of God. Somebody said, that sounds so weak. Try it one day. Keep trying it. Keep living the love one day. See what happens. Watch God will stand for you. He will. He wants to be there for you. That's why he said this here. Let me back up the 5 again. But I was warned. I will forewarn you for whom you should fear. Fear him. Which after ye have killed and have the power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Why not 5 sparrows sold to a furlong? That not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the very hair on your head, all are numbered. Look what it says, fear not, therefore you are of more valuable than a sparrow. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I like that part because he knows us all. There's nothing you can't have from God. He knows everything. Mm-hmm. He is ever, what they call omnipresent. What they call him? What? And you know, he's hearing your thoughts right now, Reverend. Your thoughts. He hears my thoughts right now, and he know what every person on this line thoughts right now. I'm gonna say something. Don't you know? If he know every hair on your head, if you don't have none, you got a little still there. He know all of them too as well. He knows you more than you know yourself. So don't fool God. Don't think you can fool God. That's what these Pharisees thought. They thought they can come up and question him and talk to him, but he knew them before they even walked up to him. But I learned something, Reverend, in my little short time, very short time, that he said every knee would bow.
Mm-hmm.
Every tongue, even these old Pharisees, you know what I'm talking about. It's been the time. See, it didn't got so. I don't almost never get common, and people trying to do this to keep you out of church, right? Church is essential, y'all. The Bible says, forsake not the gathering of the saints. Hold on, let's go to Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews right quick, because it's been going on now. You don't have to do this. You don't have. I want to be around people. You be around hellion. Why we can't teach people to go to church?
Amen.
You teach them. They can go everywhere, but not church. They go to Walmart, Home Depot, and the club. They go all these different places. But when it comes to church, you know how to go to church. Come on, man. Just stay with this here. Watch what the scripture says, my brothers. I'm going to read this real carefully. Hebrews 10 and 25. You with me? Hebrews 10 and 25. Mm-hmm. Look how it reads. It says, right, Hebrews 10 and 25. He said, not forsaking the assembly ourselves together. Help me, Holy Spirit. As the matter of some is. He said, but exalt one another. There's so much that more as you see the day approaching. That's why what we're doing right now, it's a form of church right now, for real. Trust my name. And I know we are the temple of the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something, not just because of my calling, not only because of that, because I know it's where you get your strength from. Can I use that analogy again? You just said, Reverend, talk about how when you go to the gas station, you ever been driving?
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord.
You've been driving? Yes, you ever driving? I'm talking about real close to E. You know what I'm talking about? It went from some cars that said, you know, you're on E, and some cars said you're very low on E. You know what I'm talking about? You're trying to get to the, you know, some of them we try to say pennies to a dollar. You know, we see one gas that you call for, it's 5 cents less than the other. You drive all across town to get it. Don't know we didn't rent our gas getting that farm. But anyway, so we go here, man. Watch this here. Well, we go here and we get to that gas station. And look how secure it is here. We go to that gas station and we start putting gas, whatever amount you put in there, and then you drive on. Don't you feel secure? Don't you feel more secure?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is when you come in to the house of God. That's how it is when you fellowship with one another. When you get that gas, when I hear my brothers, when I hear a testimony, you feel me. You know, we overcome by the words of the blood of the Lamb, our testimony. So when we come together and witness to each other, it feels. I can't speak with nobody. I don't need too much help with this one here. I love hearing people testify because it encourages me. If God did it for her or him, he'll do it for me.
Amen.
Okay. Watch this here. Amen. You know, I've been there. God, you can go down at the altar. I don't know how a lot of churches do, but you can go to the altar, Reverend, and with a concern. Maybe it might be a human concern or a spiritual concern and physical infirmities. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and sometimes you're there and you sit in the pew, help me, Holy Spirit, and you sit there. And you know you want to get up, but you're scared because of how people will look at you and this and that. But then that person, you see that person get healed or delivered or something real. God and bless that person, and God bless you too. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God,
yes, sir.
Bless you too. You know, and he is so merciful because he knows we struggle with life. He know we struggle with things that balance us as a color. Now, I know we say it. Don't deny God. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Don't deny him. People don't like that. But when we tell you to go let's go cross town to go to this club. We tell you that meet me over here. You don't take all of that, but you do go, don't you? You find yourself in some lot of stuff you shouldn't be in. But then when you talk about let's go to the house of God, man, how long are we gonna be there? Hey, Reverend, how long the preacher gonna preach, man? Is your pastor a long way to preach?
I
never heard that before. But then you uninvite them, don't you? That's why those two of us go around inviting us, because you got to come with your heart, man. Because if you ain't come with your heart, you got your long. You come there looking at your clock and worrying about your beans left on your neck bones. You let me tell you something. You're gonna miss the boat. Now I understand protocol. But why every time the church got to be so strained up about that you can go to work for 12 hours? You can go to work for 24 hours if they let you. You know, you can bust gears. You can be places for days after days. Sometimes people have revivals in certain places. They don't know they have it, but the revival they have, can I talk the truth? Sometimes the revival we have, we can be at the racetrack for 3-4 days, bro. I'm talking about literally been there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And when Sunday morning comes, that's my rest time. You know what I'm talking about? That's my rest time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I want to tell you this here. I'm not going to never teach nobody not to go to church. So if you came over here, if I'm speaking, you better believe I'm an advocate of church. You need to be around people that give you strength. You know what I'm talking about? You need to be around somebody to encourage you. You need to be around somebody to make you be subjective of something. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody can counsel through your spirit. I don't want no friend that can't tell me the truth. Help me, Holy Spirit. Can I say that again? I don't want no friend that can't tell me the truth. I don't want no friend if I'm not approachable. I want that friend to be able to tell me something, I'm good or bad. It's all right to tell what. Then I'm trying to go somewhere. It's good for everybody to tell them how good things are, how valuable they are. You know? Then when they start speaking to their spirit. Because Jesus wants them to know that it's going to be a time that you're going to be around some people saying some things that are really not meaning what they're saying. That is hypocrisy. That is religiously trying to trick you to believe in what they're saying. But let me tell you something. Jesus is the true salvation. That's what he is. Look at me again. I got the DVA one more time, Reverend. Please let me do it. This shit cannot do it. Just let me do it. Y'all put this in your mind. I got to go over here again. Beloved, believe not every spirit. But try to speak, but there are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world for the reasons that is 1 John 4, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they're of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world, hereby knowing ye. Look what he said. The Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus is coming in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus is coming in the flesh, look what he said. He said, and this is not the spirit of the Antichrist. He said, wherefore you have heard that it shall come, even now, already is in the world. You got two different people here. You got one preaching that Jesus come. He came into what? 100% God. And you got one said it ain't no Jesus. Who were you supposed to believe in? I'm like, that's real easy, that brother. I can help that one. Now I don't need you. I don't need you to interpret that one. You know what I'm talking about? But sometimes you have to watch it, brothers. The ministry. Some guys are so crafty. They so charismatic. And they can behoove you with a word-twisting thing, you know what I'm talking about? And we call it the wordsmith. And you have to watch that because they're trying to win souls too. Now we come to this part of the service that when we said verse 9, but he that denied me before man. Help me, Holy Spirit. We there yet? I'm back over here, Luke. Luke 9, Luke 12 and 9. But he that denied me before man shall what? Be denied before the angels of God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When do you put down your religion? When do you stop following God? When are you ashamed of walking with the Lord? Are you ashamed of walking with God? The Bible says you never want to fail to live for Christ. I don't care how popular it is in the situation you're in. Man, you stand for God. Stand for Him. Maybe you might be there. They might laugh at you, rather. Might shake their head at you, rather. They might do that, rather. But let me tell you something. See, your reward is not here, my brother. Your reward is when you see the Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you get in the presence of God for all the things you did in this body, then He going to tell you, well done, my faithful servant. You was a ruler of a little bit, but come up a little higher. I'm going to make you rulers of many things.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things we're working for. I might not get the nice home and the nice race car and all these materialistic, intangible lessons that we call us so we want. But, boy, if I can just get His attention, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. If I can get God's attention, if I can get His Son to come in and help me and encourage me to see, people don't want to be, all the time people want to get encouraged, Reverend, when it's favorable for them. Sometimes we need God punish us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me. Oh, I feel the Spirit of God. God punishes us, and people don't want to be punished. Don't you know what kind of father He would be if He just let you do everything and not let you know He's done?
All right.
Not letting you know He's there.
That's it.
So let me read it again. He said, but he that denied me for man shall be denied before the angels of God. You don't want God to deny you. You don't want when you get before Him and He tell you, what did you say before man? When you're in a certain spot, think you don't know one there. We told you earlier. He said He's going to unhide some things from some people. Can I bag up, Reverend? Please let me bag up, Reverend. Therefore, whosoever have spoken in darkness shall be heard in light. Can I do it again? Therefore, whosoever spoken in darkness shall be in light. And that which was spoken in the ears of a cloud shall be plain on the house, what? Up on the housetop. You can't hide from God. God going to expose you. Eventually, your sin is going to find itself. It's going to surface itself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And it's going to surface itself. Why not repent? Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Why? It's going to come a time that you're going to have to deny some things. We got to quit being so easy to accept the sin and say, I'm no wretched. I'm just, that's a good saying. That's a good saying. I know you read the Bible. But then what did He say after that? Oh, thanks be to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because he asked, who can save and clean me? He said, but all thanks be to God, to Jesus Christ. That's how we look at it. But that don't mean we stay in sin. That don't mean we practice sin. You're a believer. You ought to find you somewhere, get somewhere somebody can teach you to be what? More, to live more holy. Now, I'm going to get somewhere. I'm going to get to a word that a lot of folks don't want to hear. But I'm going to tell you something. Holy is a good thing. Yeah, there's a prospect there too. You don't do it overnight. But I know one thing, the more you get to the end of the word, remember I told you earlier, make sure you keep your hard copy because these apps will change. Make sure you watch what they're going to change something on you when you're going to go there. He said, man, I know I read this thing last week. Let me get my Bible. And then pick up your Bible and look at your app. He didn't change the whole word and the meaning of it. You got to watch some of these translations. Stay with the right one. Help me, Holy Spirit. So God wants us to get in the word. And when we get in the word, use the word not to convict people to damnation, but to what? Show them love through the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Show them love that God can, He can help your sisters and brothers. Show them love. You might have to tell your testimony, Reverend, that you were going down the highway one day on a motorcycle. You might have to tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
And you find yourself in a hospital, couldn't breathe, about to die.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to tell them that. You have to tell them it wasn't the doctor did it. The medication was there. It wasn't just because your loved one just sitting there didn't know what to do. Pastor Rook came in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Prep workshop. prayer word.
Nah.
Touch you.
Yes, sir.
Your lungs. Yeah, they function. They're talking about you because you're going to be able to function in a way like you used to before the rain. But God, he allowed him to pray for you. You know what moved him? Because your faith and his faith connected to God. The Bible
Amen.
Says,
praise the Lord.
He said you was healed because of your faith. Oh, yeah. Somebody said, well, I know a lot of people didn't get healed. Let me tell you something. God has, he leaves infirmities on people to keep them focused. There's some stuff God might not never move off of. Because some of us won't keep us praying. Help me on this. Some of us we might lose a little focus, and he need to let you know and touch you. I'm still here. I'm on
the
phone. The reason why I see that, because when you're in the midst of, and God had you somewhere, and you know you're supposed to be in the, don't supposed to be. Somebody said, man, y'all got too many stuff over here. I can't live like this. Let me tell you something. What do you want to live today?
Yeah.
Where you want to live today? Yeah. You want to live somewhere today? I'm trying to tell you where you can live eternal life. Don't worry about the day.
Yeah.
You know what? You can have fun all day today, but they're going to run out, Reverend.
All right.
That didn't work. I must tell you, it's in the book. Can I read this again? Please let me read it, man. Let's go to John right quick. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can I read this again? He saw a man. Was blind from his birth. Now, I'm going to get somewhere when I say this here. And the disciples asked, who did sin? Did this man or his parents? He said, that was born blind. Jesus said, look what he did, brother. Jesus answered, neither did this man sin, nor parent. But, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that work which of God should be made manifested in him. I'm almost pause for a minute, but I want to tell you something. Some of the glory that we see, some of the things go on and move around, Jesus is in the midst. Help me, Holy Spirit. And being in the midst of that, what he does, he said, yeah, I know they got a ritual that if a man was born blind, he's in sin. Neither one of them was. That's what he was saying. He said, but this was going to happen for the Father to be glorified. He's going to be manifested. Because he's going to come in like he did Reverend. He healed Reverend like he did you and I. He delivered us something. Have you ever been delivered with something you know you don't
remember?
Somebody was talking about. You don't even have to taste no more to do some of the things you used to do. If you don't, you need to get on board. You need to ask God for strength. You need to be somewhere somebody could counsel your spirit and let you be with you and holding your hand. That's how we used to do. We used to hold their hand and pray with them and talk with them, but give God their heart. Watch this here. I must work the work of him that sent me. Why is the night come when no man can work? As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Help me, Holy Spirit. You hear what I said, man? We must do this. That's been my motto, man. That's my motto scripture. I must work the work of him that sent me. Why it is day. The night come when no man can work. It's going to come a time that you ain't going to be able to do this thing, brothers. Yeah, you can wave it. You can do all. Matter of fact, you can hang up on us right now. But let me tell you something. It's still so. It's in the book. That you're going to have a night. And that night going to be that transition from this life into his into the judgment night. I believe a lot of reason why he said every knee will bow. That's gonna be some powerful people right now. Everybody go on and tell them and say, I just love you. I just worship the ground. They gonna have to bow. You was yes, sir. You think you get away with it now, but they gonna have to bow, real. They're gonna submit to the Lord. Let me tell you something, and it's going to get late in the evening that we ain't going to be able to do the things we do now, Reverend. That's why I want to stress this again. But he that denied me before man should have been denied, look what it said, before the angels of God. And whatsoever shall speak in the word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven. Uh-oh, here we go, y'all. But unto him,
that is blaspheming against the who? The Holy Ghost. It should not be forgiven. We kind of touched this last week. Y'all don't remember that.
Yes, sir.
See the blaspheming of the Holy Ghost. You can blaspheme Jesus. That's what he said. You can blaspheme him. But you can't blaspheme that Holy Ghost. Because it's a pardoned sin. You don't have no... Once you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, right? You cannot be forgiven. You put a curse on yourself. Even if you talk against Jesus, you put a curse on yourself. But let me tell you something. But he said you can be forgiven for that. You can repent for that. But boy, when you go against the Holy Ghost, that is the Holy Spirit. It is not forgiven. That is referring to, Reverend, speaking the word against the spirit. It means that someone's mind and heart and life is against the spirit. Can you hear what I say, Reverend? It means that you set your mind and your heart and life against the spirit. And it means that the word spoken against the spirit comes from the heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And set against the spirit that works on the spirit. So we say this often, man. My brothers and sisters, we say it so often that when we come together, help me, Holy Spirit, when we come together with faith, we know that we try to do His will. But when you talk against the Holy Spirit, you are talking against. See, one thing about it comes from the heart. Somebody might say, there is no God. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You empower yourself against the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit, when it comes to you and it speaks to you, and you deny it, and you're talking about there's no God, there's no Savior. You know, you didn't want to get the principle of teaching of Jesus Christ. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want to get it. Now, I know I love this part about the lesson. You know what I love about the part of the lesson? Because, see, once you've been understood this, and once you find out what it is, and you turn from it, Reverend, now you're held accountable. Mm-hmm. Reverend. Okay,
yeah.
Anyway, let's come again. Here we go. I feel a bad spirit. Let me go again. Let's go to Hebrews. I don't know the Bible.
Okay.
I'm almost home. I don't know the Bible. Let's read something a little bit. Therefore, now, brothers and sisters, I don't have this. Is coming from the top of my head. Every time I'm getting you, it's coming from the heart, not just top of my head. These scriptures coming. I said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is Hebrews 6, y'all. Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, and look what it says, and going on to the perfection. You know, the elementary teaching has to go, brother. Watch what he's finna say. That's what he said. That when he said leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go unto perfection, not leaving again the foundation. Now, watch this now. Of repentance from the dead works, or the faith towards God, or the doctrine of the baptism, or the laying on the hand, Reverend, or the resurrection of the dead, Reverend. Of the internal judgment. He gave you a list.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not telling you to leave that, but we want you to do this here. In verse 3, he said, in this will we do if God permit. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. In this will we do if God permit. He said, look like, now watch what I'm finna read now. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and having tasted the heavenly gift and have made partaken of the Holy Ghost, help me, Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come. Now, he said the key word, it's impossible for someone to reject it and they never had it, brother. He said it's impossible. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can happen. That can't happen, brother. That's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but once you can taste this, somebody know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about you falling back, busting your head wide open. I'm talking about somebody walking away from him and saying, ain't no God. But if you had tasted the Holy Spirit and you started rejecting him, I beg to tell you, you ever had him. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because somebody's been around long enough. That's why he said, if they shall fall away, to repent them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify themselves, that knows, man, the Son of God, afresh, and put him to an open shame. It's in the book, Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said, 6, right? 1 through what? 6.
Mm-hmm.
So we in the book, we had to teach it the whole Bible. We can't. That's another thing about teaching and preaching God's word. You know, it's good to get your foundation scripture, but sometimes he moves you around because you try to knit this thing together, if you don't mind. When you're trying to knit it together, my brothers and sisters, you got to open up the book, you know, philosophizing. And I can give you a little bit, and I can talk to you a little bit, but the word of God is what's going to search your heart. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So you can fight me. You can fight me, but you fight the word of God. Yeah, don't fight the one who's trying to help you. And that, we normally do that, you know, I don't know why, but normally do. But he told us again, he said, whosoever shall speak of the word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven. Here again, you, the Son of Man, mm-hmm. is Jesus Christ. You speak against him. I wouldn't do it, though, but I would never tell you to do it. You know, but he said, if you do it, if somebody does, I know it hurts our ears that we hear it sometimes, but if they do, it can be forgiven. That's what the scripture just said. He said, that's what he's saying now. He said, but unto him the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. it should not be forgiven. And when they, look what it says, and when they bring you unto the synagogue, because it's going to happen, brother, in the majesty, unto the majesty, in the power, take no thoughts how, what things you should answer and what things you should say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heaven, this is what I was talking about. He said, for the Holy Ghost to teach you in the same hour what you should say. Have you been there?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there? He brought some things back to remembrance to you. You never thought in your life you would ever come up in your life. And he brought it back. And he brought it back to lift up the kingdom. Not you, but the kingdom. So he can manifest himself. Because I've been around long enough to know, just a little time, long enough to know that when people see God in you, truly see God in you, they'll move out of the way and praise God. The true worshiper worship God, not that messenger. He worships God, if I can say it like that. Who he worships? Not, he worships God. So God wants us to lift up one another. God wants us to encourage one another. That's why he said, don't forsake the gathering of the saints. This is what we do Monday through Friday. Some of us do it Monday through Sunday. I'm going to tell you right now, church, we need to quit. They need to shut the church down. Folks don't even want to go back to church. They've been out so long. People say, we are the temple of God. That sounds good, and that's the truth. But, man, you be everywhere else and having fun, as you say. You know what I'm talking about? But why not be around the presence of God? I'll tell you, brother, I'm through. That was the last scripture, but remember, I want to say this, man. It's my, you might hear this a lot. I can remember when I first went to my church, right? I'm attending right now, right? And I went to that church, brother, and there was a, as they said, the choir was singing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was like, there's a candle, if I'm not mistaken. Mimi was singing, right? And I have never heard, it's just me, I can't speak for everybody else, never heard it on that all, you know what I'm talking about? And I needed it because I was wounded. I was wounded. My soul was opened up. And then when it was opening up, to the Spirit of the Lord because I need to be filled. Okay, me and my wife, you know what I'm talking about? We left the church and came there. And I need to be filled. I need to be filled. And I walked right into the presence of God. I heard it soon as I walked through the fellowship. And when I went there, and it was such a joyful spirit. And I wanted to be filled. You know what I'm talking about? If you knew a little of that song, Rev, can you give me a little bit of the dough? It's all right. But it's about that candle. You know what I'm talking about? There is a candle.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, Some dark and cold, there is a spirit who brings a fire and lights that candle and makes it home. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, the tired and worn. So hold up your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world.
My God. My God.
Yes,
and I felt that. I felt that, and then it sent me back to another song.
Right, Reverend.
It sent me to that song. You know, when I walk in the door.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about when you've been in the spirit of the Lord, I walk in the door. I sent a present. I sent a present. And I felt the presence of the Lord. And I said, this is the place where love abides. And let me tell you something, Reverend. And I felt that song because the song said, you are standing on holy ground. I'm going to tell you something, Reverend. If I could just play my mind back a little bit. I was physically standing, but my spirit was on his knees. Help me, Holy Spirit. It was on the knee because I wasn't worried that the man was present, standing.
Yeah,
but my spiritual man, my physical man was standing, but my spiritual man was at his knee. It seemed like me and you talking together, but Reverend, I'm telling you, sometimes you can be in God's house and the spirit hits you and it gets all over your heart.
Man.
And then some of us don't, some of you might be like me. My spirit man went to his knees and my face went to the earth. And as my first went to the earth, my hands would spread it wide. And my hands spread it wide, it was still open because I need to be filled, brother. And as it was being filled, I felt I felt what was inside of me was moving, the doubt. I felt the pain move because I was broken, and God came in my heart because I was spiritually cleansed with the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when I ever since then, it was a connection. Oh, Lord, you know what the light did, right? You know what the light did, right?
Yes, sir.
As I turned, well, you know what I'm going, right? As I turned and started magnifying, I had my family. I had a young family when I started going there. All my kids were still in school. And I wanted them to be a good father. I wanted to show them how to live. And I just didn't want to be a father with words. I wanted to be a father with action. You know what I'm talking about? I want them to see me. Not just because I was aware, because I love the presence of God. I wanted them to see me get slain in fear because I know one of them days they gonna be at the altar of God and God had to touch them. Help me, Holy Spirit. So they had to see it as a man being the head of the house. See, it's easy for a woman to release because they don't have no problem about it. Man's so shameful.
Right.
They so man, they so strong. So I got to be a man. You can't touch me. You can't do this here. But boy, when God put a renewing spirit in your heart, help me, Holy Spirit. You don't do the things you used to do no more. You don't feel the same way you used to say, man. You don't be in the more different conversation because if you're not there, if you're not there to help the situation, why are you there and bluffing yourself in it? Help me, Holy Spirit. So I go there.
All right.
As I leave, yeah, best thing ever happened. It made me a better father. It made me a better husband. And you know what else it made me? It made me a better child of God. Talking about it renewed my whole body. And ever since then, I'm telling you, it's like, you know, you can rededicate yourself. Now watch this, really. I don't feel like I did anything wrong at that time. But when you've been in the presence of God, you want to make it right. You don't want to make it right, man. You don't want to be. You don't want to look at yourself as self-righteous. No, you want to say, Lord, renew me.
Come on, man. He created the deal. What? Somebody been around.
Please,
if I can spin around, you can live with the eyes, man. Somebody been around.
Yes,
David. That's the dead one time. David said something.
Day 51.
I took that long time ago, man. David said something, man. I'm going to get out. David said something, and it's got to me a long time ago, and you hear it, and when you hear it, you're going to say, some of us probably read it 1,000 times, but he told them, and he told the Lord, watch this here, I'm not going to walk with the top, they're going to say right here, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones of which thou hast broken my rejoice. I love this boy. He's repenting to God. He's repenting to God. You done made some mistakes, and God then got you in the point to take it to him. And look what he said. Hide my face from my sin. Blot out all my iniquity. Creating me a clean heart. Look what he said. Oh, God. It's a right spirit within me. Look what he said, Reverend. Cast me not away from thy presence. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Yeah.
Can I do it? Cast not away from thy presence. You hear me? And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. I'm almost through, y'all. For restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then, Holy Spirit, then will I teach transgression thy way, and sinner shall be converted unto thee. You hear what I said, man? Hey, you've been broken. You've been broken. You just poke your heart out to him. I'm through with that. You want to go there and repent. Help me, Holy Spirit.
You
want to repent, Reverend. And repentance, like, sometimes you got to step aside. Say, Lord, created me this heart, And he wanted to do that because he had a wrong disposition, what he did when he killed the man for his wife. And he wanted to repent. He had the wrong disposition.
Yeah.
He had to get it right. Some of them, we've been carrying sins so long, we ain't got comfortable with it. Comfortable with it. And God wants you to know, repent. So if you ain't heard nothing today, if nothing can help you see God a little better, if it was something about the scriptures that we read, I got them written down. We talked about, first off, we talked about Psalms 139, 1 through 10.
Amen.
Went to Luke 12, 1 through 12. Kind of in between Luke, we read Hebrews 10 and 25. John 9, 1 through 5. Hebrews 6, 1 through 6. And we just read Psalm 51, 7 through 13. Again, Psalms 139, 1 through 10. Luke 12, 1 through 12. Watch this here. And we add these scripts in between them, Matthew's 25, 31 through 46, 25, 31 through 46, Hebrews 10 and 25, 1 John 4, 1 through 4, John chapter 9, 1 through 5, Hebrews 6, yeah, we've been moving on, 1 through 6, and Psalm 51 and 7 through 13. I hope you got something out of this. Maybe you already know the Lord, a partner in your way. If you don't, we pray for your spirit. That God bless you today. That God keep you today.
Yeah.
And if it's something we can go over again, it might not have to be on this line, it can be on the back line. But we pray for you to receive something today. We ask you to go over the scriptures that we read. Go back over. And we ask you to always believe there is some hypocrisy, not only in the Pharisee, but in sometime in the church. Yes, sir. Hypocrisy is a phony, a pretender.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're looking at today. And Jesus was telling the disciples, be aware of them, pretenders. There are a lot of pretenders out there. People don't like to say that. They like to come up in their sin, man. Well, God ain't through with me yet. Well, I'm still working. He doing this. And you called by God. You said you preaching God's word. You need to get this thing on right. You need to get on the right foot. You know, somebody need to tell you something. Sit down and let somebody teach you and preach you, because you still need some help. You need to stop letting your flesh have that much fun and start serving the Lord. He told us, he said, beware of the man. Well, I said, I'm going to do some revealing right here. Beware of the one who, you don't be afraid for the one to harm the body, but you need to fear the one who could kill the spirit and the soul, who can cast you in hell. You understand me? So don't be so happy with your flesh. Yeah, because once the flesh start getting that much, you happy in it, you better start repenting, because the devil has got too much foot on you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So let God bless you.
Yeah.
And Reverend, I didn't say a lot. I'm gonna send you something. Let you do, because they probably tired of hearing my mind. I'm gonna send you this area. I'm gonna send you something. Sister Martha, send it to us. I want you to read it. You know, if you don't mind.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah. Hey, Martha. Thank you. You're a beautiful lady. We appreciate your words and encouragement. Did you get it, Reverend? Okay. Don't worry about it. I can't read it. It says, pursuing holiness. Pursuing holiness. Now, she just sent this to me, y'all. Pursuing holiness. Romans 6:14-23. Romans 6:14-23, the choice to pursue holiness is a matter of life or death. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The choice of pursuing holiness is a matter of life or death. Did you hear me? Pursuing peace with all people and holiness without no one will see the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's Hebrews 12:4-14. But she said Romans 6:14. You there, Jerry Rent?
Yes, sir. 6.
Can you give us that?
Yes, sir. Romans 6:14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace.
Come on now.
What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield your servant yourselves service to obey, ye servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin, ye become the servants of righteousness.
Come on now.
I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmities of your flesh.
Come on now.
For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquities, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness.
Come on now.
What fruit have ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed?
The end
of those things is death.
That's it.
But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you,
Praise
Jesus.
God.
Man, that's walking hand in hand with what was just teached. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Holy
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, we want to thank God, man, for our sister and Aunt Martha for the words she gives us every time we get on here, you know. And we always
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for listening to your prayers, you know, pray for us. And thank you for the strong message that she brought behind that message as well. It's like it's goes with each other, you know, and knit together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank God for that, you know, that Aunt Martha, you know. God gave you strength, you know, to keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, because I don't care how long we're on, she's on here, you know. And she sends the word of encouragement, you know. And we thank God for that, too. We thank God for the ones that are listening. We thank you for your household. We thank you for everybody. We ask God to cover them all, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
we ask God to just let the Holy Spirit move in our life, even in this Monday, you know what I'm talking about. Bless, Lord. Keep us in your heart, Lord. We can do nothing without you, Lord. So we ask you to just bless us today. Remember, we ask you to, if you have anything, anybody, you know, want to wave your hand or something, it's always open, you know. We always say, hit the one button, it's always open, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I got... Man, I just thought, man, as you just meditating over what you taught, and then those scriptures, just a thought came upon me. It just said, "Obey God, obey God, man." That was strength, and I thank God for this lesson because it gave strength. You know, as you taught, I feel the Holy Spirit, and you know, God get always. I don't think people are paying attention, but God always gives you what you need. If one thing you have to do is listen. So I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord for allowing us another chance to come together, that we may be reasoning His word, that we may be made better for Him, that we may gain strength. You know, strength for whatever weakness you have, God has the strength for it. So I just, thank you. And I just, man, and I thank you because He didn't have to do it because He's already done enough, but He continued. If you seek after Him or if you desire Him, he'll give you all you need. So I just want to tell God, thank you once again, and I love you. Love Him, love all you. Thank God for the message, the messenger, you know, the word that He gives continuously. I don't want to ever not recognize what God is doing, you know. Even if you have to say ouch before you say amen or go put on a band-aid, as you say. But I found that one thing, He chastised those whom He loved. You know, He corrects us because He wants the best out of us. So I just, you know, you might say, man, I can't get away with nothing. But that's a good thing. if He never corrects you, oh, Lord. So I just want to say thank you, man.
Praise God. Thank God for the encouragement, right? We all believe, man, to God be the glory. For all the things He has bestowed on us. You know, we just thank you. We thank everybody coming out. We just ask you to be God's will, you know, just be His will. We'll be on tomorrow, you know. If it be His will, it's not, you know, give us that blessed assurance, you know, that we'd be in this present and resting until He calls us home. Where we might be remaining, maybe then transition into sleep, to be sleeping. But whatever how you do it, just let it be that we be in His arms after all of this, that we be marked in the book of life. And we won't be able to say that we didn't believe, that we believe or we left this side. So we just thank you, Holy Spirit, for your spirit. We thank you for all the ways speaking and teaching through us. Lord, we just ask you to always cover us in this day, Lord, for any trials and tribulations. Lord, if we get in and get ourselves in, we just ask you, Father God, to give us some love there, Lord. Show us some grace there, Lord. And help us, Lord, to learn through everything that we go through, Lord, and be a better person for you, Lord. Not be a hypocrisy person. Not be a phony, Lord. Lord, but to be original, Lord. Sometimes the truth hurts, Lord. But we ask you, Father God, that we be better soldiers for you in the army. We love you, Lord.
Yeah.
We love you for all the things you have done and what you're about to do. And we believe that in you there's no failure. There's no failure in you, Lord. So come in the room, Lord. Bless our heart, Lord. Bless us to always lift up you, Lord. Let us do your teach word, Lord, that we show your love, that we show people
that
man your love, because we cannot do nothing without you, Lord. But find out with you, we can do all things, Lord. So have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Because when we come to you, Lord, we just thank you for the hour that you give us, Lord. You didn't have to give it to us, Lord. But we thank you for it, Lord. So we ask you in peace, Lord. We go in peace. Let the Spirit of the Lord guide us, Lord. And we go with peace. We thank you in peace. This we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Yep.
that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day